1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, let's get to your phone tap.
All right.
Is there any place more boring to work than at the public library in your city?
I've never worked there, but I think librarians get really excited about what they do, actually.
I mean, sure, the books are interesting and the stories are great, but for the people that work there, I would imagine it gets pretty monotonous every day.
Until you go over and search the browser history of whoever was just on the
I don't know about that, but that's why one listener wanted us to prank their coworker by having us call the library to ask about renting a video from their collection.
Oh, God.
And I'm looking for a very particular type of video to help me out. So I had to change my voice for it to sound a little bit creepier. We'll see how they react in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Public Library, this is Aaron. How may I help you?
Hi, Aaron. My name's Sophocles. My friends call me Soph. I was hoping maybe you could help me with something.
Sure. What can I do for you?
So, I have a really hot date tonight.
Is this a joke or?
No, I really have a Tinder date tonight. And
why are you calling the library then?
Well, because here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we're going to come back to my place, and then when that happens, I want to put on a movie.
So, I'm assuming you're calling because we rent movies or?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that I can get her in the mood with the movie, and I'm wondering if you might know a good one?
We have a large amount of movies, and I'm not sure I can help your situation, but I'll help you if I can, I guess.
Can I just tell you the ones that I've tried before that didn't work, so you don't have to tell me these?
Sure.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I put on Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Okay, that's a pretty awful movie.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I would imagine not. Okay.
Yeah, well. I mean, she was furious and then she left fast. But it's not what I was going for.
Fair enough. Okay.
I also tried the Ghostbusters remake.
Is that the one with the girls?
Yeah. I mean, it was entertaining, but it doesn't want to make you take your clothes off and do stuff. You know what I mean?
All right, so...
And then my biggest mistake, you want to hear about the worst one?
Sure.
That was when I rented Ghost Dad, starring Bill Cosby.
Oh.
I didn't even know he was in it until I put it in. So that was my bad.
Yeah, that sounds awful, actually.
Total mood killer. Didn't get any action. No play.
You're really bad at picking movies, so...
Well, yeah, that's why I'm asking for your help. I would love any recommendation that's not a total b***er killer.
I tell you, this is the weirdest call I've had all day. Give me one second.
Okay.
I'm just looking up here. I kind of searched for you, like, putting the sexy vibe thing on it. They're just trying to...
Oh.
See if there's something that comes up.
Sweet!
Yeah, really sweet.
Yeah.
You may want to try, probably heard of it, but Cruel Intentions. I've heard it's kind of sexy.
I'll be honest, I'm intrigued. Could you maybe tell me about it?
I mean, I'm running out of time, but let me just give you this explanation really quick.
Okay, I'm ready.
So Annette, who is Reese Witherspoon, becomes a pawn in Sebastian's deliciously diabolical wager of sexual conquest.
Oh my gosh. Is this making you hot right now?
No. So she intends to stay pure until she marries her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
However, Sebastian gets more than he bargained for as he attempts to woo Annette into his bed. So it's
I'm liking that one.
Yeah, so it's incredibly hot, but I'm not reading anymore. This is just getting odd. So you get the idea, though, right?
Oh, I get more than an idea.
So
I got the whole pie.
You want me to hold it and reserve this movie for you?
I don't know if I'm going to be up for a date after you and I just went through what we went through together. Boy.
We didn't go through anything together, just to make that clear. And why are you breathing so hard?
I'm just listening to... to the cruel.
You're breathing hard listening to me talking about a movie?
Tell me again about the diabolical plan.
Listen, I'm just trying to do my job. So is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I would like to lodge a complaint.
Against who?
You. Because after you read that description, I ruined my pants.
Come on, dude. Seriously, knock it off. I don't have time for this. Do you want to reserve the movie or not?
I don't know. I mean, your boss, Taylor, said you were all business, and she was not wrong.
Have you been here before? How do you know my boss?
I've not been there, but I have talked to Taylor on the phone, because she's the one that set you up for this prank call.
What are you talking?
Yeah, man, this is a joke. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. This is a phone tap.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, man. Your boss, Taylor, is the one that set you up for this because she says it can get really boring working at the library, especially during this time of the year.
Oh, my God. You had me freaking going, man.
No, you had me going. That's why my pants are worthless.
I'm done. I'm so done.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.